flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, great to be here with you guys. Thanks for weighing in on the YouTube chat. As usual, always nice to hear from you guys, most of the time. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood. Friendly, level-headed.
Drives people crazy.
It drives people.
I see the comments out there. Stop being so reasonable, Ben.
You do it to me and Paul, too. On like texts and stuff
all the time.
It's this. It's
not being so fair and reasonable and level-headed. It drives us crazy.
It's a contrarian thing you do. You are literally. You're more of a contrarian than Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. You are like if Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith had a child, and that child was on the radio.
I don't see myself as a contrarian.
Oh, you're being contrarian right now. That is a definition. That's literally, see what happened?
Wood says something, you take the immediate opposite side.
No, I don't take the opposite side.
Every time. I could say something as innocuous as this. All right, this is my Odyssey key card, okay? I'm wearing it around my neck.
Correct.
So this is my Odyssey key card.
See, I agree. You are wearing your Odyssey key card around your neck. I'm not a contrarian.
I could say something like this in a text to Paulie. Just venting to Paulie and Ben. Man, I hate this key card system. It's dumb, right? It's just something dumb and innocuous.
It works most of the time.
Ben would say.
I would say it's probably as effective as any other key card system.
He would say like, he would write, well, I mean, yeah, I do understand the need for security and blah, 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 blah. Or I could say, why does Odyssey make us change our password every 30 days? Ben's like, well, cyber security is important. Instead of just saying, I know, it's crazy, it sucks. I do it with my wife all the time. I don't want to debate. I want you to just be on my side. Just say, even if you disagree with me, I want you to go, yeah, sucks. A yeah sucks goes so far with me, you have no idea. I know, right? Sucks. He always, you and my wife, both, I've said it many times. I have it at home and I have it at work. I'm just constantly being debated. Constantly. So yeah, you're a bit of a contrarian. So the level-headedness, even though I don't always need the other side. Sometimes I just want to get it off my chest. Just say, I can't believe blank said blank. Well, it actually makes a good point. I'm like, if I could come through the phone and stab you, I would. Chris says, Ben refuses to capitulate. 100%. He does not. He will not capitulate. Why don't you capitulate?
I'm happy to capitulate anytime.
Since when? Since when? The next time you capitulate will be the
when
first time.
When someone makes a good argument, I am more than willing to change my mind.
The other thing is, I think it's
one of my biggest strengths. So many people. Okay, this is just an aside here. In fact, I think it's one of the biggest problems we have in this country. Getting a little philosophical on you. Too many people make up their minds based on one or two things they see that may or may not be accurate. And once they've made up their mind, they get so dug in on their opinion that no number of facts. I could present 100 facts to the contrary of your opinion that you made in 5 seconds, and I can't convince you.
Who's more guilty of that than you?
No one.
No one.
No, I mean,
run differential. Remember run differential?
Run differential is important.
We had people.
What fact have you presented to me that doesn't?
Our record! The record!
We missed the playoffs.
Yes. The fact that we missed the playoffs.
Of course, there are going to be outliers, but overall, run differential is an extremely accurate tool in determining, you know, the quality of a team in the long run.
Totally.
Much better than anything else there is.
Alicia, we are not fighting. This is not fighting. This is lighthearted banter. Have you ever vented? No. The answer is no. He's never vented to us about anything. But, like, I vent about work stuff and, like, oh, I can't believe this happened. Ben's like, well, no. And I it's just that thing of, like, the logical brain takes over. And you can't, you won't capitulate. You need to capitulate more. That's it.
Okay, fine.
Lee just capitulated. Very good. Proud of you. This is not an attack. This is not an attack.
You're too even keel sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes I need you.
I mean, there'll be times where you're on your phone, you're like, we can tell you're in a bad mood. It's like something, you know, my car just died. Like, got to drop $40,000.
Cars.
And you're
in
just
the
like, it's
again.
So matter of fact. And we're like, it's okay to flip out.
Cars sometimes die, and, you know, repairs are expensive. I understand.
Well, I
did
drive
things.
The hell out of it. It's
I do understand. Yeah, I do. I drive a lot. I mean, it's probably to be expected.
It's probably my fault. I do put a lot of wear and tear on it. It's the best.
It's my fault for going 70 in the 65.
All right. Say this with me. Yeah, sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
There you go. You're Damn. So good at it. I believed it. I absolutely believed it when you said it. You know what else sucks? Is your boy made a bit of a scheduling gaffe. Yeah, I've been going. As you know, I hired that trainer I told you about. And I went to him before fantasy camp. He killed me. I mean, he absolutely killed me. And it was great. I needed it, you know, because I'm a little chubby and I wanted to not be so chubby. So I got back into the gym with him yesterday. Now, again, I've told you about it's the gym in PB.
With much younger clientele than you.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable before I touch a weight. When I walk in there,
it's nothing but 22-year-old bros,
dude. The first thing I saw when I walked in yesterday, there's an outdoor deck with all this gear, and then like machines. Then you walk in, and there's more machines. It's a big, big place.
What's the point of the outdoor?
I'll tell you,
it's to be seen, right?
100%.
That's what I
thought. Because I walked in yesterday, and a guy was doing cable rows with his shirt off, and I go, "Oh my god!" I'm in compression pants. Long pants and a t-shirt, and I walk in with my big old water bottle, and I just felt like such a dork. And he's out there, and he's yoked and tan, and I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Yeah, I don't want the gym that has the big, you know, like stage for the weights or the outdoor theater. I want a dark closet where
only me and the trainer can fit in on one machine that can get everything done. So I go in yesterday and actually had a really It was awesome. I mean, I had a great time. So I'm going to him on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, then I remembered I got marriage counseling on Thursday. So I call him. I go, hey, scheduling conflict. I wasn't trying to get out of it. I would actually look forward to it. He goes, oh, no problem. Just come in tomorrow. I can't move my arms. I can't lift what he did to me yesterday in the gym, Ben. I can't lift my arms over my head. And I can't do lower half because of my knee is shot. So I don't know what he's going to have. What's he going to make me do, like 5,000 crunches today? I have no idea. But so as soon as I'm out of here today, got to go right to the gym.
Woods? That sucks.
Yes, yes, yes. Instead of normally he would say, well, I mean, you do need it. You are a little flabby and you could get stronger. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Oh, that sucks, man. That sucks. But this gym, I made a comment yesterday to my wife and she got mad at me for this. So I was telling her about the gym. I go, babe, it's in PB. So, you know, think about it. And she goes, oh my God, I can't even imagine. I go, the girls that are there, gym attire has changed and it's very short and very revealing. And she goes, oh, I bet you liked that, didn't you? I go, no. I said, they're out of my league. And she got so mad at me for saying they're out of my league. Does she have a right to be mad? She goes, out of your league? And I go, well, yeah, they're like 22, 23 years old. They're out of my league. I can't. Plus, I'm happily married to you. She got really mad at me for saying that. She's like, what does that say about me? I go, oh, you've always been out of my league. So I don't know what you're talking. What are you upset about? She killed me. I mean, she murdered me.
Woods, that sucks.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Like, how short are we talking about here?
How short what?
The clothing.
You
use your imagination.
It's like they wear panties and a bra, essentially. And I'm like, I'm 50 years old, and I'm like, don't look, don't be a creep. Like, just don't engage.
Does everyone at this gym, male or female, like film their workouts?
I have not seen anybody filming at all.
Sam Levitt there. He's been a PB guy before.
I don't know. See, yeah. I haven't seen Sammy there.
He would definitely film.
But man,
TikTok.
I'm telling, like, isn't it uncomfortable enough when you walk into a new gym? Doesn't matter. They could call it, it could be Loads Gym, just for loads, like us, guys that like to lay around and watch TV. Loads Gym. And you could still walk in that day, on the first day, and go, I'm uncomfortable, you know? But to go to a place like this, where everyone is yoked, they take such good care of their bodies, and I'm in there, like, bench pressing 135 pounds, it's a little embarrassing, but yeah. I'm going to keep with it.
I can see that Woods, that sucks.
Oh, no. Now he's just not going to engage. This is a new way for him to disengage by just saying, yeah, it sucks. This is off-putting. This is off-putting.
Coming up next, I will continue to sympathize with whatever Woods
is going through.
Is going through. Like a good co-host and friend, I will simply
I miss the old Ben.
He's kind of being a contrarian.
Yeah, he's being a contrarian now.
By following what you wanted to do, but doing it too well now.
Now he's doing it too well. You're unbelievable.
I'm such a contrarian that we each have our own daily fantasy sports that we like to talk about.
Yes.
I tell you about Prize Picks. It's a ton of fun. I mean, you know, go with what you want, but give Prize Picks a shot. If you haven't done it yet, it's daily fantasy, millions of users. I feel comfortable there. I know they pay out because I have earned my payouts. I have put it back into my account really quick with Venmo. You can use MasterCard, Apple Pay as well. And when you sign up with Prize Picks and download the app, use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 free when you play your first $5 lineup. That could be a two-player lineup. It could be a six-player lineup, however you like to do it. You're running your own game with Prize Picks. You're just picking more or less on stat projections. For instance, I got the big game coming up. Here's some of the stat projections that are already out. Xavier Worthy, more or less than 56.5 receiving yards. How about Saquon Barkley? More or less than 112.5 rushing yards. I kind of like under, lower on that one. But you do it how you want. Plus, combine the free square, Patrick Mahomes, 0.5 passing yard. Pick the more and put that in a lineup for your big game and get started right now with Prize Picks. It's fun. It's easy. There's been billions of dollars of winnings already awarded with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. We had our first ever 1-0 shutout loss for Woods yesterday. So it is possible you can qualify for a trip for Las Vegas. Our phone lines are wide open right now, so if you've never played, want to get in, this is the moment to call. 833-288-0833, 0973. We'll get started here in just a minute or two, so you won't even have to wait very long. Just dial us up right now. We're coming back here. We talked about the Padres signing of Elias Diaz to add to their catching core going into spring training. So it's going to be Elias Diaz, Luis Camposano, Brett Sullivan,
Martin Maldonado,
and Brandon Valenzuela, I think, is still a minor leaguer that probably will all be in the major league camp.
Wow, look how deep we are at catcher now.
What are we complaining about?
Well, you can go out and sign a proven commodity, spend a lot of money, or you can just throw a lot of stuff at the wall, and just the odds are one of them probably will like have a good season, right? You know?
Correct.
I mean, that is a strategy that teams employ, that, hey, if we can't find quality, let's go with quantity, and you know, 100%. Just, you know, maybe the odds will be in our favor that something clicks for one of these guys, and they have a halfway decent season. So all they really need is a halfway decent season, you know, Woods, and they will be a chance to, you know, add to the team. It's really very easy to improve on the projections at catcher. That's the one thing the Padres have going for them. It's a very easy improvement by going from 0.7 WAR to, hey, you get 1.5 WAR out of your catching core this year, that's doubled what you thought you were going to get. And that's not even much of a season. I mean, you know, if Elias Diaz hits 270 with 12 home runs, which is what kind of generally has done in his career, you go,
bro, I'll sign up for that today.
Take that right now.
I will sign up.
Take that right now.
270 and 12 right now.
You know,
this moment.
Not going to be the, you know, not going to be an all-star probably, but I would take that.
Yeah.
I would happily take that. So, yeah, Padres have at least one slightly less pressing issue than they did at this time yesterday. And that's all we can really say about that.
Yeah.
All right, we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it. It is time to Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, we've got a new contestant on the line. I see Benoit. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Benoit.
Yeah, welcome. Benoit.
I like it. Yeah. All right, welcome to Take on Woods. This is your opportunity to battle Woodsy for a chance to qualify for our grand prize drawing, which is coming up here in just a couple of days at the end of the month, for a trip to Las Vegas. It is two nights at Planet Hollywood, tickets to see the Scorpions. It is their 60 Years of the Scorpions Las Vegas residency show, live August 14th through the 23rd at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Get a $100 gas card as well. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, you've got the advantage because you get to pick and know the category before you get started. Here are your choices, Benoit. We've got It Starts with Rock and Roll, five song titles that start with the phrase rock and roll. We've got Not Those, These. Those are 5 2-second songs that all include the word these in the title. And our new category today is Naming Names, five song titles that include the word name. So It Starts with Rock and Roll, Not Those, These, or Naming Names, Benoit.
I'm so bad at this as it is, so I'll just take rock and roll.
All right, starts with rock and roll. Hey, you've got that going. You know that every single song title begins with rock and roll blank something. You'll have 60 seconds to try to answer as many of the five. If you want to pass, sounds like you might once or twice. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First song is our 2-second song. We'll play a little music for you. Give me that title that starts with rock and roll and the artist, and you score the point there. Benoit, are you ready to play? I'm impressed by your courage here.
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts when Paul plays the music.
Remember the category.
Remember the category, yep. Benoit, good luck.
Yeah.
Let's take on Woods. The Beatles sing, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it, in which song from 1964? Boston literally described exactly what they were, in which song from their self-titled debut album in 1976? All right. Gary Glitter has spent most of this century in prison, but which of his instrumentals used to be an arena rock staple?
Woods is going to get this. Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't chart quite as high as Feel Like Making Love or Can't Get Enough, but which song was the only certified gold record for the band Bad Company?
Rock and Roll All Night.
Well, hey, good guess at least. All right, go back to our 2 second song. All right, Benoit. He is at least honest about his chances in this game. That's a shutout. We will we'll bring Woods back in. We'll let everyone play along one more time. But this isn't going to be too hard for him, I don't think. We can make him think that you need to be right on your game. Be very sharp here today.
Well, I mean,
Woods.
I threw up a zero yesterday.
Yes, you can't do worse.
It doesn't matter who I'm playing or how they did. This is for me.
All right, here we go. Let's get you back here. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Benoit.
What? No idea. Pass.
The Beatles sing, "It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it." In which song from 1964?
I'll come back to it. Go.
Boston literally described exactly what they were in which song from their self-titled debut album in 1976? Oh my goodness.
Pass.
What? Gary Glitter has spent most of this century in prison, but which of his instrumentals used to be an arena rock staple?
It's called Rock and Roll. Go next.
It didn't chart quite as high as Feel Like Making Love or Can't Get Enough, but which song was the only certified gold
Shooting
record
Star?
For Bad Company?
No. God dang it!
It's a good song.
Oh, my God.
Category would help me, I think. I don't know.
Probably would.
Is that Tom Petty, The Waiting?
No. The Beatles sing, "It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it."
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.
Is he still on the line? Because he just qualified. That was a 0-0 tie.
Oh, my God.
Benoit, that is good enough. You have qualified for Las Vegas without knowing a thing.
Holy.
All right, the category was called It Starts With Rock and Roll.
Okay.
So we started with a little more Bob Seger. That was Rock and Roll Never Forgets. The Beatles, let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
That's the name of the song? Let me
rock,
hear
No, just oh, rock and roll music. Boston literally described what they
rock
were.
And rock
and roll band. Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 2.
Part 2?
And Bad Company is Rock and Roll Fantasy.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
This is excruciating.
Holy moly!
If I don't get one right tomorrow, we're never playing this game again.
Well, tomorrow's real or fake, thank goodness, because it's Thursday. But what would happen if you go 0 for Friday also? You started the week great with a 5 for 5.
Yeah.
Now, two straight days.
Benoit 0 for 10.
With the qualifier.
Benoit with the easiest qualification in history.
He got none right.
He knew nothing. He admitted before he started that he's not even good at this game.
You're as good as I am.
He picked the category well, and that's all it took today. Did anyone out there get some? did anyone get any of the answers? Am I making this game way too hard now?
I was in the chat. And people.
Yeah, somebody says, now we understand how the Padres went 24 straight scoreless.
Well, it happens.
Padres playoff Woods. This
it
is
happens.
Brutal.
I see a couple of the answers.
Benoit is an interesting name.
Ben.
Wah!
Benoit.
You guys have heard, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you?
He probably doesn't, actually.
Do you think I know, or do you think I don't know?
I think.
I can tell you that I've never used them.
Oh, well, so. They're not for men.
No, I've never.
You, oh,
I've
used.
Never, like, yeah, applied them or whatever.
Yeah.
So. But I actually have heard of them, yes.
Okay. That surprises me. I don't think I could. I don't think I could get those past the misses. Hey, babe, look what I got! Great, keep them.
Try it.
I will.
Actually, let us know.
Order some off of Amazon. See how that goes.
Paulie, during the break, just brought up a topic, and I'm ready to discuss it, because I think it's fascinating.
It is fascinating and embarrassing.
I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll get to that and more coming up after a quick timeout here on Ben and Woods. First, though, Woods?
Yeah, don't go through another year with all your high-interest debt, my friends. Let Loan Pronto wipe it all out for you. Their rapid equity loan makes it easy to pay off all your credit cards or tackle the 2025 home improvement project. We've got a couple that we're noodling around right now. But get cash in your pocket fast. No appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. Their AI-driven technology gets you approved and funded. Nobody likes to wait. You know, if you do something like this, you want your money fast, they can help you. One client was able to get $150,000 approved in under 24 hours, paid off their credit cards, two cars, and a personal loan, and ended up saving over $1,500 a month. Low fixed rates, lightning fast transfers. You can do it as well. Consolidate your debt, improve your home, take control of your finances this year. Imagine being credit card debt free by this time next week. Don't wait. Just call Loan Pronto now, 619-207-4336, or go to loanpronto.com. Get your free rate quote now with no hard credit pull at 619-207-4336, loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Take on Woods has turned into a good European soccer matchup. 0-0 is a new score that is possible in Take on. We had 1-0 yesterday, 0-0 today in Take on Woods. Hopefully you can bounce back on Friday. But again, congratulations to Benoit.
I think, as Josh says, quick trip to the minors to get your mentals right. Yeah, I think so.
It happens.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Send you down to Lake Elsinore for a day or
two. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
We'll get you right back up. Don't worry. I had a conversation with one of my colleagues at Channel 10 yesterday, the great Adam Rakusin, who is a terrific journalist, also a huge Padres fan. And he's actually very excited about FanFest this Saturday. He is bringing his kid. They're season ticket holders, so they got the early entry for 9 o'clock. And, I mean, this is a bit of a double-edged sword, but one of the reasons he's so excited is he remembers 2 years ago, 2023, absolutely bonkers. I mean, it was almost like fearing for your safety, that FanFest.
You couldn't move.
You could not move.
You could not move. He goes... I feel like we're going to get some more autographs this time.
That's good.
It might not be quite as crazy as it was. I won't feel unsafe with my child with me. And we've got some things we're going to autograph. And we're going to stand in a couple of the lines and meet. Obviously, still all of our favorite players are on the team.
Yeah.
You know. And by the way, you also will have an opportunity to come say hi to Ben and Woods and Paul. We're going to be out there broadcasting live on Saturday.
10 to noon,
from
right?
10 to noon. And we can even tell you, we were told yesterday, 10 to 10, like right at the start of the show, Jake Cronenworth's going to stop by.
Good.
We can congratulate him on his nuptials.
Okay, don't ask him what you asked Michael King at the Christmas show about his honeymoon.
What did I ask him?
What did he ask, Paul?
How did your honeymoon go?
No.
He asked him, like, so are you tired or something?
Yeah,
something
no,
weird.
It was like some weird,
it was
like,
creepy. I don't know.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
It was very, like, so what'd you do on your honeymoon? It was very perverted. As
did
usual.
You get any sleep?
Jake is, I believe, still on his honeymoon, if my Instagram feed is correct.
Yeah, I think so too.
He'll probably be back. Obviously, he will be back in time for FanFest.
I would hope so.
Appears to be currently celebrating his newlywed status at the moment.
Yeah. It's all uphill
maybe
from here.
Maybe we should play like the newlywed game.
With him.
And maybe he'll bring along his new wife. And we can do that and like get some questions and see how well they know each other.
Yeah,
so
your question was so. How about those honeymoon activities? Something very
right. They were
perverted.
In Thailand and seeing some of the sights and I'm sure having a very interesting cultural experience.
So, Jake, you worn out or what?
It's nothing like that.
You're going to say something to put your foot in your mouth now that we've planted the seed.
But we'll have Jake on, and then my understanding is that in our second hour,
ooh, boy,
the skipper will stop.
What's good,
by.
My dudes? How you doing?
Good, yeah. Schilty.
Mike Schilt.
How you doing, buddy?
He's going to be with us at around 11:30. So come by. I don't know exactly. Are we going to be in that?
I have no idea.
Concourse where we were. I don't think we've been told like our location.
We were on the main concourse a couple years ago. It was canceled last year due to rain, right?
Correct.
So the last time we were out there, we were on the right field side of the main concourse, kind of near, like, there's a pizza port over there and like a team store. We were somewhere over there.
But we don't promises that we'll be there this week, but we could be.
Could be in a bathroom for all we know. We have no idea.
Scavenger hunt for Ben and Woods at FanFest. A little activity. You can try to find us somewhere in the ballpark.
Yeah, I'll be in three different locations.
Drew asked if we're going to have any of the brass on the show. No, we asked.
Schilt is somewhat brassy.
Is he brass?
I mean, he's kind of the bridge between the players and the brass.
The bridge brass.
Yes.
The brass bridge.
He's a brass bridge.
Brass bridge. Yeah, so we'll have Schulte on. We've talked to him since the 24 scoreless.
We had him on,
yes?
I want to say in November.
Yeah, somewhere around there. We had him on once.
All right.
Because he got a contract extension.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's
shortly
right.
Shortly after.
That's right. And, look, you know what he's going to say. He doesn't give a frog's fat ass about what the Dodgers are doing. He doesn't care. Like, that's... I believe him when he says it. I really do. I think he's like, no, I'm going to get my guys ready to compete. And we've talked about it a little bit this week. You know, yeah, it's wild to see what that team has done and is continuing to do. But it doesn't mean he's going to – I don't see him as a real throw in the towel, let's punt it away. I think he's probably going to go more over-the-top positivity, I would guess,
you know,
just knowing him a little bit.
There's a couple of months early in the season last year where everybody, fans, media, whoever, we're still trying to feel out his methods, and we're like, oh, he's really not going to ever talk negatively about a player, no matter what the situation is. He's not going to do that. We kind of had to get used to that and be like, all right, this is just how he's wired. I will say, man, if there's anybody as a manager that can get his guys ready and block out the noise, I think his style is perfect for
him. Yeah, I do too, man. So we are not having any of the brass on, but there is the Padres Leadership Forum, 12:15 to 1 p.m. in Gallagher Square. Now, that to me is appointment viewing, I think, and it, depending on who.
We have no idea who.
Yeah, this is a Padres event, so we don't have all the details as to how they're setting it up. We just know who is going to be stopping by our booth while we're on the air from 10 to noon.
But the... the whole station's going to be out there. So we're 10 to noon. Annie and Elston, what, noon to 2?
2, and then Gwen and Chris, 2 to 4?
2 to 4.
I think so, yeah.
So, yeah, Mike, it is what it is. I usually get really excited about FanFest. This year does feel different. I can't tell you that it doesn't.
I mean, I will be excited if I see Manny and
I know,
Tatis
I will too.
And Jackson. We saw Jackson last week.
Yep.
Still get kind of a thrill to see him. I got a little thrill when I saw him at the Aztecs game last night.
Yeah, it was
a lot of guys there.
Joe, Cease. Michael King, Cease, Jackson Merrill. I want to say I saw Tyler Wade in there, but I'm not sure. Ethan Salas was there.
They're doing Camp 44. Yeah, yep. Working out a little pre-workout before the start of spring training, which Joe started and is continuing on. And I think everyone feels like it's pretty good team building and preparatory activity for the upcoming season. But someone made the point, I thought this was kind of cool. You know, Jackson Merrill obviously didn't get to have or isn't going to get to have a college experience. He was drafted out of high school, went right to the minor leagues. It's kind of fun to see him getting to go to a college basketball game. And, you know, this is his peer group. He is college age.
Yes.
He is absolutely would be like a junior in college right now if he had gone that route and was playing college baseball or just was a regular old college student. Instead, you know, he dedicated himself to baseball and became a professional at the age of, 18 when, drafted out of high school and has quickly risen the ranks to become a professional Major League Baseball player. But that's a very adult job. I mean, yeah, it's a fun job and it's one kids dream of having. But when you're a big league ball player, you don't get to really be a kid anymore. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Is fairly accurate.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, media.
You're professional.
Yeah, media attention. You got teammates. You got obligations to your coaches, your front office, the fans.
You can make the argument they're all like big kids. You know what I mean? Like,
in some ways.
Yeah,
they're playing a game for a living, but
he's dealing with a lot of stuff that most 20, 21 year olds do not.
You don't get to make the same general, like, dumb learning mistakes that most college kids get to make very quietly and behind the scenes growing up. You were living in the spotlight. You were an all-star. You were, an all MLB player in your first season.
Yep.
You will never not have a very bright light shining upon you.
I liked that he was at in Peoria last week. I thought that was really cool. He was really kind to all the campers and signed and took pictures. And, as I mentioned, talked to him a little bit. He was super bored this offseason. He wants to be around baseball. So I think it's cool that he's at Camp 44 as well. These guys are ready. You know, they're going to be ready. They're fired up to play. I'm interested to know, what they think about it. Hey, just talking to ball players over the years, they're pretty good at
compartmentalizing.
Yeah, and just saying, no, I don't. I'm just going to go out and try to get
like
hit.
Shockingly good at it.
They're shockingly good at it. So,
all right, we're going to check traffic when we come back. Paulie brought up something that that I think is very interesting. It has to do with DoorDash and how you feel when you DoorDash, because we all do it occasionally, but should we?
Some of us more than others.
Is there guilt that accompanies that order and that?
Well, there's a nightmare scenario.
Tap on the app.
There's a nightmare scenario that can play out.
All right, we'll get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so Paulie, tell your story, because as you were telling us off the air, I was starting to get the stomach churning.
Yeah, the panic.
Feels.
Yeah.
I will say, I'll start by saying I avoided what is a DoorDash nightmare, I think. But Saturday night, this was this past weekend, got home late Friday night from Arizona, just kind of got some things done around the house on Saturday. We did not want to cook, so we thought, let's order some dinner. Ordered from a taco shop in Escondido, wanted some Mexican food. And there's always been a little bit of... do they actually like look at the receipts on these orders that they pick up? Because you don't want to feel like the biggest load. You got nachos, two burritos, and this, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You got to be, you kind of get a little self-conscious about what you're ordering. Now, luckily, didn't order anything crazy. Ordered a breakfast burrito that I was going to reheat on Sunday morning.
It's a good move.
For
I like
breakfast.
The double meal.
Thinking ahead.
Order. Yep.
And I ordered two tacos.
Minimize the delivery charges.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, that's
and
smart.
I think my wife, I think Megan just got a breakfast burrito as well for Sunday morning. So nothing too crazy.
Two breakfast burritos, two tacos. Standard.
Yeah. We also, around the same time Saturday evening, placed a order through Vons for groceries.
Okay.
And again, regular groceries. Fruits, vegetables, stuff like
you
that.
You let people pick out your fruits and veggies? I hate it. I've done it, but I hate doing it.
Yeah, I guess...
I'll get like crackers and chips and bread.
Dry stuff.
Yeah, dry stuff.
Point being, we didn't get two tubs of ice cream, you know, Hot Pockets, and a bunch of crap.
Pizza
just a
rolls.
Your normal weekly grocery
sure.
order.
Yeah. Some carrots, some broccoli.
I get the notification
fruit.
On my phone from DoorDash that says your taco order has been picked up.
Yes.
And I go, okay, they're on the way. Also get a notification right around the same time that my Vons grocery order has been sent out for delivery.
Okay.
I'm looking at the map and I'm going, oh my God, I can't have two delivery drivers
collision
showing
course.
Up at the exact same time. Be like, oh, you're dropping off for this load as well?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Tough one, huh? What'd they get? Oh yeah. Okay. And then it turns out it was the same driver.
Yes.
Even though I didn't know that.
You didn't double dash.
Did not. Ordered separately through the taco shop on DoorDash and then ordered separately through the Vons grocery app.
But they're connected.
Vons works with DoorDash apparently.
Yeah.
Probably Uber Eats, all the other apps as well. And so our driver picked up the taco order, then drove to Vons, picked up our grocery order, and dropped it all off at our house. And I thought, A, thank God. Wasn't one of those nights where you're like, I need a pizza, I need a couple pints of ice cream. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy. So I wasn't like embarrassed by the order. But I don't know what would have been worse. The idea of two drivers showing up at the same time or one person having to go to two different stores for your fat ass.
I don't like the driver getting my food and then going in and leaving my food in the car to go get my groceries.
Do you think it was they show up and drop them off?
They
in
drop
the car
them off for you.
You?
Yeah,
like it's already pre-packed.
Pre-picked. Okay, that makes sense. Have you ever double dashed, Ben?
I've never double dashed.
Never.
I rarely dash at all because I feel, and I don't know whether you should or not, and I don't know whether this is why I thought it was an interesting topic. I generally feel shame when the DoorDash arrives, whether even if it's something healthy. I feel guilty,
lazy.
Like, I could have done this myself. I'm making so I get it. I'm paying for the service. They're making money. I understand the economics of DoorDash, Uber Eats, whatever. But I feel like a sense of shame. I don't want my neighbors to see like the bag dropped on the doorstep. I just feel like I should either be making my own food or I should be getting my own food somehow. And paying someone else to do it feels like a shameful act to me.
My neighbor across the street actually made a comment one time.
Oh, no.
Oh, I saw a car in your driveway. I just assumed it was Chick-fil-A, but it wasn't.
Oh, no.
So he made a comment once. And so that stuck with me for a while. The worst thing that's ever happened to me via DoorDash was I was, you know, the three times a year I go out I go pretty hard. And I went pretty hard the night before. And the kids were gone. Hannah was gone. And I said, well, if no one's here, might as well indulge. So I ordered some Mickey D's. And
DoorDash.
Oh. Yep. Which is just the worst. And I had it delivered. And then I thought to myself, I would also like a hot fudge sundae.
Oh,
so
my
I
God.
Went to Cali. I think it's Cali Cream.
So you didn't even just bother with the. You wanted to upgrade from the McDonald's sundae.
Yeah, I wanted a real one.
You wanted a.
I believe it was a brownie sundae, hot fudge. It's hungover. I wanted what I wanted. So I went to a separate, made two separate orders. They both showed up at the exact same time. And I'm watching this collision course of these guys. I'm like, he's on this street. He's on this street. They are turning into my neighborhood.
Mickey D's, what do you got for him? Brownie sundae.
Hot fudge sundae. And I usually go out to meet them. 95% of the time, I go out to get my food. Hey, how you doing, bud? Thanks. Grab it and walk inside.
Oh, I never do that.
I always do it because it's hard. My number on my house is hard to see. And I see them driving around looking for the house. So okay. I go out and meet them. Sometimes I want to hide it from my wife, so I grab it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
eat the sundae on your way back into the house.
Right. So they both showed up at the same time. And you want to talk about feeling like... I felt like I was leaving a massage parlor, and not the massage parlor where you get a massage. You know what I mean? That's how I felt when I left, when I went out and got my food. I felt like I left,
Of shame.
White Lotus massage parlor.
I really don't want to, cast aspersions, but I feel like it's a slippery slope that I could easily fall into the habit if it's so easy. Anything you want at the tap of an app. 30 minutes later or less, it's at your doorstep. And if I just let myself go down that road, there'd be just too many burritos and sub sandwiches. And it's just too easy. And I will let myself have burritos and sub sandwiches. But for me, it's like if I want it,
I'll go get it.
I have to go get it. I have to want it enough that I'm willing to myself get in the car. Drive to the place, wait in the line, order it and get it myself. And if I have that much desire for it, then I probably do want it. I do need it that badly.
See, I'll go pick it up myself just because I'm sick of always getting the wrong order, something missing from the order.
So the thing that also gets me sometimes, I don't buy soda or drinks for my house. We drink water. There's like maybe some chocolate milk for the kids, right? But I like a soda when I have a... If I'm going to get DoorDash, I want a soda. Some restaurants don't offer beverages at all. And so I've had to...
Or you get a can, but you can't get a fountain
nothing,
sometimes.
Like nothing. Sometimes you get nothing. And like...
Get your dinner, then you're like, hey, I need you to also
stop by 7-Eleven and bring me a Sprite. And maybe some Cherry Garcia as well. while you're there, just grab me a pint of Cherry Garcia. The double dasher showing up with your bag of Italian food, but they don't offer drinks. And then a Sprite and a Cherry Garcia. My wife said, did you get two orders? Yes.
Oh, no.
She's like, you are pathetic in every way. Yeah. Somebody said, if you're standing and waiting outside, you look desperate for food. Exactly. Exactly.
Standing waiting outside your own doorstep for the food?
On my driveway. Oh. I go down the driveway and I'm like, and I'll wave at him. I'll see him. I'll be like, I think that's him. Yep, here we are, right here.
Hurry
and
up.
Sometimes I'll take it from his window.
On the couple of times that I have done it, because there's always a time. You're not feeling well, whatever. You need food. I always pick the contactless, just leave it at the doorstep. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Delivery option.
Yeah. That's fair.
Ring the bell, and I will come down 5 minutes later and pick it up.
I don't like when they get lost and stuff. And so I just want to make sure I can get them in, get my food, and go inside and eat it in peace. Nine times out of ten, they forget my drink at DoorDash. Literally nine times out of ten. I see the guy show up with the bag, and I'm like, no drink? I'm no drink? Oh, no, it wasn't on. They didn't give me one. I'm like, son of a bitch. It happens to me nine out of ten.
But I just feel like the places just give them an empty cup, and they don't want to go through the step.
That's probably it.
To fill it. If the place would actually fill it and hand it to them.
You're right.
They do that, but
you're
they
right.
don't. They just do the empty cup.
DoorDash
it's like,
nightmare.
It's up to you.
DoorDash.
All right.
I love
we'll work out our DoorDash feelings and guilt and everything else. We've got one more hour to go. Biggest fan name coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.